When New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg took office in January, he went from overseeing a successful global business to managing a city still reeling from the September 11th terrorist attacks. The economy and the landscape of New York City are dramatically different from when Bloomberg entered the race. The new mayor's inherited a nearly $5 billion deficit and a highly charged debate over the future of the World Trade Center site. Add to that the near-heroic acclaim his predecessor, Rudy Giuliani, earned in his final months in office, and Bloomberg's preference for keeping a low profile, and you have a situation that would intimidate just about anyone. But then, not just anyone runs for mayor of New York City. Bloomberg says the transition from the private to the public sector has been smooth.
Government isn't very different than the private sector. Both are made up of people. Both have lots of conflicting sets of information. There is no ways to tell prospectively what the absolute right answer is. And in fact, even retrospectively, you never know whether you did make the right decision. You only know whether the decision you made was a good one. Somebody joked and said that business is a dog-eat-dog world and government's just the opposite. And I think there is a lot of truth to that.
You've proposed a series of budget cuts to reduce the city's deficit. Isn't that going to put a dent in services that New Yorkers have come to expect?
There is a law that requires the city to have a balanced budget. And we don't have the ability to borrow any more than what we're borrowing. We don't have the ability to raise taxes because, number one, Albany in an election year would never pass them. But more importantly, you would really drive more people out of the city. And so your revenue and the number of jobs available would decline. So the only other ways that you satisfy the law is to cut back services. And we are trying to come up with a plan where everybody shares the pain. And I think the plan that we've come up with is a good one in that we are protecting almost all programs to a great extent, and that the cutbacks that we are going to force ourselves are cutbacks that most programs can absorb. Good management can do more with less, and that's what we have to do.
Some companies located at or near the World Trade Center have decided to leave the city. What are you doing to keep businesses confident in New York's future?
I'm sure there'll be a very few that will go and not come back. The bottom line is that if you want to be where your competitors, customers, suppliers, and the press that covers you are, then you have to be in New York City. So you may have some interest in moving elsewhere, but in a practical sense, if you take a look at companies that have moved out of New York City, most of those companies had their fortunes decline after they left the city, not go up.
And the site of the towers, what's to become of that?
We are still recovering the remains, still clearing the rubble. That's a process that will end in May. We have a period that is going on now and will continue for a while to let everybody have some chance to give input and to listen to what others have to say. At the same time, there are individuals, city planners and architects who are coming up with ideas, most of which will never see the light of day, but in fact may trigger somebody else to come up with an even better idea. And so you really want that process to continue.
Do you have a personal preference?
Mixed use, built around a suitable memorial. I've always been a believer that with memorials that less is more. I keep in my mind coming back to perhaps the most moving one I've ever seen, which is the Vietnam Memorial in Washington. And then around that, you build a combination of residential and commercial and office space because you want to have people there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's what modern city planning really requires.
I've been reading the New York press about you, various papers up there. They're used to a more flamboyant style, and they want to see more of you.
Well, don't ask for something that you don't want. You might get it. I mean, if they saw more of me, it's not clear they'd be entertained.
What's it like following the Time Magazine Person of the Year?
It is more difficult because Rudy has this well-deserved, enormous image of outpouring of public support. But it's easier because Rudy left the city a lot better than he found it, and I can build on that. Not that there isn't a lot to do. Had Rudy stayed in office, he would have had some great challenges ahead. But this was his city for 8 years. He did a lot, and we should be thankful.
Michael Bloomberg is the mayor of New York City.